It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It is it's just a great atmosphere, great food, great drinks, everything else. Why not pop along to the White Sands Hotel? So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The other day, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, we put up a video, which is still there, which you can still watch if you want to. So just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And it's a video that we put up on the 6th of June, of an incident that happened on the Malahide Road. So, I want to just describe this video to you. A guy who's a delivery driver for Deliveroo what's the name of the place he was in?
Subway.
Oh, yeah.
He was picking up a Subway order.
He was in a Subway picking up an order, and he locked his electric bike outside the Subway on the Malahide Road. When he came out with the order in his big Deliveroo box, he sees two lads robbing his bike. Now, his bike was locked, so they were literally pulling it up the road. And he went and he chased after them. And I mean, I wanted to describe
bravely. These are two little scroats. You can see them in the video. Two absolute scumbags, armed with an angle grinder, which is a dangerous weapon, by
bloody
the way.
Sure it is. Now, here, cut a chain off a bike. That's how dangerous it is.
Have you seen some of the videos going around? I'm sure most of you have seen some of the videos that are being... By the way, it's so embarrassing. I've seen these being shared on Facebook pages in foreign countries saying this is what Dublin is like. And it's scumbags going around the city centre. You often see them up at the back of Parnell Street as well with the angle grinder, robbing e-scooters and electric bikes and all so on and so forth. And literally brazen in broad daylight, just cutting the locks off these things.
So again, the video's on our Facebook page. It was posted on the 6th of June, if you want to go and have a look at it. Facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. But let me describe it. So this guy, his name is Alan Carr. We're going to be talking to him in a minute. He comes out of the Subway on the Malahide Road to see the lads dragging his bike up the road because it's actually locked. So to describe it, he comes running after them and he catches up with them. He falls onto the ground and one of the guys is actually swinging the angle grinder in his direction. The guys aren't happy at all. Alan Carr goes chasing after them because they've gotten his phone at this stage and he reefs one of them to the ground. He pulls one of them to the ground. Fair play to him. The other guy on the motorbike is coming to attack him as well. And basically, Alan Carr gets his mobile phone off them and gets his bike and they piss off on their scrambler, on their merry way.
And there's another problem I have as well that I only noticed there after watching the video now, that they're on a fucking scrambler bike.
Yeah.
Like, have they not learned anything? The law that's in place.
No, they don't give a fuck.
The tragedy that happened in Finglas.
They literally don't give a fuck.
They're still going around on a scrambler bike on the Malahide Road. What annoys me about that video as well is there's people watching that happening. There's people standing at the bus stop when that was happening. Obviously, the person in the car who recorded the video was watching it happen. Why didn't he get out of the car? People just stood there and watched this delivery driver who's doing a job delivering food to you, to me, to your families, probably to those two scumbags. I'm sure that same delivery driver probably delivers to their house. And they thought it was good to tackle someone 2-on-1 and to attack him with an angle grinder. Absolute scum. And there's a chance, by the way, I always say this when we record this podcast, because it does reach far and wide. There's a chance that this podcast will get into the hands of those two little jobless freaks, yeah? And my message to you, two scum buckets, yeah? In your little black jackets and your face covered. Did they cover their face? I think they did cover their face. You're nothing but a cancer on the belly of society. That's all you are. You've nothing to add to this society. Absolute nothing. You're two absolute wastes of space. Picking on a delivery driver on his own and thinking you're hard men. Go fuck yourselves.
We're going to be talking to that delivery driver in a moment. And as we said, he got his bike back. He got his phone back. In fact, we're talking to him on the phone that was robbed from him and he got back. He didn't let them away with it. He chased after them. He pulled them to the ground. He got his bike back and he got his phone back. And I have to say, I have the utmost admiration for him. But we're going to be talking about delivery drivers and what should be done. And this is what we want to get you involved in. What should be done to protect them, to make their job safer? And would you have an issue if a delivery driver was carrying some sort of a weapon to protect themselves? Our number is 085-825-2626.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, the man, the Deliveroo driver's name is Alan Carr, and he is originally from Brazil. He's been living in Ireland for a number of months. And Alan Carr, the video that we put up on our Facebook page the other day, that was you.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, so tell me, if you will, please, what happened?
I went to get the order in Subway, and secret guy spoke for me. The guy took your bike. When I go outside, I saw my bike with two guys and tried to stole my bike, but I have a locker in my bike. One guy tried to remove my locker with chain star. I don't know to say this.
But it was actually, sorry, Alan Kerr, for cutting across you. It was actually because we've since found out, we've seen a report on this. And what it was it's called an angle grinder. I don't know the name for it in Portuguese, but it's an angle grinder. And basically what this is, and most people listening will know what it is, but basically what it is, Alan Kerr, is like a chainsaw, but it's used for removing locks from bikes or from motorbikes. And it's used by scumbags in the city centre quite a bit. You often see videos, don't you, Adrian, of scumbags going around with angle grinders. The bike that you were on, because it was hard to see from the video, the bike that you were on, is that an electric bike or a hybrid bike, or what type of bike was it?
My bike is an electric bike.
Okay, so how much would that bike be worth, or how much did you pay for the bike?
I pay $2,500.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of money.
Okay.
So you were doing a delivery of Subway to a premises. You locked your bike, and when you came back out, your bike was being stolen.
Yeah, I leave my bike in front of the Subway, the restaurant, and I go inside to get my order. But I locked my bike in front of the Subway.
Okay. And when you came out of the Subway, the bike was being stolen. What did you do then?
I go to the guys, to meet to the guys, because I saw two guys, one in motorbike, you know, they try to remove my locker and just go for get my bike back.
And they attacked you as you were trying to pull your bike off them.
He tried to attack me with the chainsaw, yes. He tried to attack me, and I fell on the floor because I looked for him, and I fell to the floor. And when I get up, he saw my phone in the floor. Got my phone in the room. I meet him and fight with him.
And you eventually got your bike back off them.
Yeah, I got my bike and my phone because he got my phone too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you had to put up a bit of a fight to get both of them back. And a lot of people have been praising you for the way in which you stood up to these guys.
What age were they, by the way? Again, we have the video here on our Facebook page, and it's hard to see. They look like were they teenagers?
Yeah, teenagers. I think it's very young.
And did they say anything to you as the attack was happening?
Sorry?
Did they say anything to you as the attack was happening? What did they say?
But I don't understand what they speak for me because I don't remember. But they speak something, but I don't know.
Okay, so you didn't understand what they said. So the only weapon, from what you could see, that they had on them was the angle grinder. That was the only weapon.
I don't understand, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Is this so? How long have you been working as a delivery driver? When did you start working as a delivery driver?
8 months ago.
And how long have you been in Ireland?
9 months.
9 months. Okay, so you got a job as a delivery driver fairly quick. Is this the first time that you've had something like this happen, being attacked?
It's my first time. I saw because other time he stolen my battery, but I don't know who. Just I left my bike. He don't see my battery.
Okay, so it was, on a previous occasion, your battery was stolen off your bike. Now, can I ask you then? You're from Brazil. You're here in Ireland 9 months. Your bike was stolen. The battery was previously stolen from your bike. Do you feel safe as a Deliveroo driver here in Ireland?
For living in Ireland, I feel safe, but for work with Deliveroo, no.
Okay, so generally in Ireland you feel safe, but you feel do you feel vulnerable when you are out as a delivery driver?
Yeah, for living, for go out, for walking the street, for me it's safe, but for work with delivery, it's not safe for me.
Just Adrian, and our listeners will be interested in this as well. On one of the websites that is used by delivery drivers, they have a map done up. This was done up by delivery drivers that warn other drivers. I mean, when you're delivering, that man's providing a bloody service. Mm. And the little two scroats that attacked him, yeah, he's probably delivering food to their house the next day. You know, every single person has used either Just Eat or Deliveroo or whatever the case may be. We all use delivery drivers. Why the hell would you attack a delivery driver?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Anyway,
it really doesn't.
Guys, if you're from one of these areas, you'll probably be upset by this. But we've come across, we've found a map that delivery drivers have shared among themselves of the no-go, well, not no-go, they do go everywhere, of the danger areas. So this is a map of danger areas made by delivery drivers following an increase in assault. So Ballymun is down as it. This isn't us saying this, by the way. This is the map that they're going off. Ballymun is there. Finglas is there. Ballyfermot is there. At the back of Baldonnell, where would that be?
Near Clondalkin.
Oh, is that Clondalkin? Tala is marked as a black spot, and that's Sheriff Street and the North Inner City. So they've all been marked as hotspots. Is there any area that you will refuse to deliver in, Alankar? Is there any area that you will not go into because you've been told it's dangerous?
For me, it's Ballyfermot, if you speak now. Dardale is a close off is happy with me. Dardale.
Okay, so Darndale and Ballyfermot, and those areas have obviously been given to you by other delivery drivers who say it's dangerous to go there. Is that correct?
Yes.
So they're the two danger areas.
And let me ask you finally, are you say you feel vulnerable when you're out delivering? It's you don't feel nervous at other times, but when you're working, you are a bit on edge. Would you think of giving up the delivering?
Sorry, we'll be thinking about the delivery.
Do you want to stop working as a delivery driver?
Because I need some money, and for me, it's good for making money to working delivery because my English is no so good, and I found the other jobs.
Okay, so it's a job that suits you as you're improving your English. So it suits you at the moment. Well,
because people are asking, are you here on is this a student visa that you're here on, or what sort of visa are you here on?
Sorry?
What type of visa do you have? Is it a student visa?
Student
visa.
I renew my visa now, but I renew for my second course.
Very good, very good. In fairness, your English is very good and it will only improve. You won't learn any English off the two scumbags that attacked you, though, unfortunately.
Alankar, we really appreciate you talking to us. I'm terribly sorry for what happened to you the other day on the Malahide Road. But stay safe and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that was Alan Carr. That was his name. It's a Portuguese name. It's a popular name. It seems a bit strange to us that his name is actually Alan Carr, but there you go. Yeah. Lovely fella. And
so he's here, just to reiterate, he's here on a student visa.
And a student visa allows them to work a certain amount of hours a week. So that's what he's doing. He needs the money from his Deliveroo driving. And then, and obviously, he invested a bit of money in his job by buying the bike for two and a half grand.
Yeah.
And little scroats decide to nick it on him.
Oh, give me 10 minutes in a room with those two little fuckheads. Literally. By the way, I need to pull someone up because I hate being misrepresented, misquoted. Davin Hadley Malloy on Facebook page mm-hmm. has said that I suggested delivery drivers should arm themselves.
No, you didn't say that. We asked the question, how would you feel?
Okay, so you tick. That just annoys me, that does. I never suggested that delivery drivers. We asked a question. That's how this is your first time listening to this. This is how it works. We post questions that are listeners. Several listeners, and in fact, we'd be talking to some people who believe they should have a weapon. I never said they should have a weapon. Would I personally have a problem with them having a weapon? No, I personally wouldn't, because the delivery drivers that come to my house are nice. And the estate I live in, they're not going to get fucking hopped on or beaten up, so they'd have no reason to pull a weapon. The delivery drivers that deliver to us are lovely, lovely fellas. So I personally wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't feel threatened because we're not going to do anything to put them in harm. But those two little scruff balls that attacked him on the Malahide Road, they need that shit kicked out of them, don't they?
Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Adrian. Just want to say I love your podcast.
Oh, thanks very much indeed, Lisa. You're very kind.
We found the one person that loves us. There we go.
Anyway, Lisa, you've heard Alan Carr's story. He is coming out of a subway where he's collecting a delivery, and he sees his bike being robbed, and he runs after them and attacks them, and after a bit of a scuffle, he manages to get his bike and his phone back. What do you think should be done or can be done to protect people like him?
First of all, I just want to say, isn't it a disgrace where someone can't go about their work?
100%.
You know, it's just an absolute disgrace. I don't think, he should be carrying a weapon, because then you could say, well, why can't we all carry a weapon, especially women, you know, in this day and age? I don't know, where are the parents of these thugs, and, you know, where are the guards?
Well, the guards, again, they can't be everywhere. The parents of them, I'd say.
I know, yeah.
The parents are either one or two places, either locked up or don't give a shit.
Or out buying another scrambler for the young fella in case that one gets confiscated.
Yeah. Like, this is another thing we have to reiterate on this, is that those kids, believe it or not, were on a scrambler bike. Isn't that mad, Lisa? After what happened, after what's been in the news over the last year, that these two...
To Grace. Yeah,
who have absolute no regard for what happened to that poor girl in Finglas. Going around on a scrambler bike. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But attacking a man who's out earning an honest living.
I don't think the solution is carrying a weapon. But yeah, it's just an absolute disgrace that he can't go about his, you know, his work, and these thugs are around.
So what should be done, or what can be done, to protect people like him?
I was listening there, you mentioned about the map, you know. Is that warning off certain areas, or what was the map again?
It's a map that we found that was sent on to us actually by some Deliveroo drivers. It's a Dublin map that shows zones around town that are not safe.
So again, this map, which has been shared to all the Deliveroo drivers in Ireland, it has the areas which I already named, Ballymun, Finglas, Ballyfermot, Talla, Clondalkin, and let me just click into this one, and Sheriff Street, Lower... Foley Street, Sean McDermott Street, all up that way. And then there's a couple more danger areas. Let me see. Down here. Where's this? Adrian? Oh, East Wall. East Wall is a danger area as well. So these are obviously areas that delivery drivers have reported being attacked.
And what are delivery doing to protect their drivers, I wonder?
Well, that's exactly the question. That is exactly the question. Yeah. From where I'm sitting, it seems... that if you rock up and you have a bike and you want to deliver, you'll get a job and that's it. It seems to be that simple. I don't know if there's any more qualifications that you need other than having a way of getting around. And in Alan Carr's case, he invested $2,500 in buying an electric bike.
Disgraceful. 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 That's what I'd be asking, you know, are Deliveroo going to, you know, step up and protect their drivers?
As far as I know, and I'm open to correction if somebody knows, as far as I know, these people like Alan Carr are not employees of Deliveroo. So how does it work? Like, who?
Oh, really?
Okay. No, I don't think they're employees. Now, again, I'm open to correction, but as far as I know, they're not employees. So I don't know what the story will be with insurance and stuff like that. I think the drivers maybe work for themselves. Hopefully we get the answer before the end of this.
Yeah, no, it's great that you've raised this topic now. You know, I wasn't aware of this, but definitely Deliveroo should be stepping up to protect their drivers.
Now, Robbie is actually suggesting that companies like Deliveroo should remove those places where they are most likely to be attacked from their app. So, okay. In other words, if you're in Ballyfermot, which is one of the areas that Alan Carr named himself, you shouldn't be able to order a Deliveroo driver to come to your house.
Okay, here's the answer. I got the answer. Deliveroo drivers do not work directly for Deliveroo as employees. Instead, they operate as independent contractors. So they've no employment benefits. They don't receive guaranteed minimum wages, sick pay, holiday pay, or health insurance. They choose when and where they can work. And they must pay for their own vehicles, fuel, maintenance, and all that. So that seems okay. But the whole thing about no employee benefits. So I would imagine that means they're not insured. And that if Alan Carr had been beaten to a pulp the other day on the Malahide Road, that, like, say for argument's sake, some of the companies that myself and Adrian work for as employees. So say for when we worked for 98FM, had 98FM sent us to Ballyfermot, for argument's sake, to do an OB, to do an outside broadcast in Ballyfermot, and we got beaten up or we fell or we were attacked, we would be covered under their insurance, yeah, as employees. But these lads aren't employees, so they're pretty much out on their own, aren't they, Adrian?
Yeah, they are. They really are. And a lot of the drivers are people like Alan Carr, who is a student. He's here in Ireland on a student visa, as he already explained himself. He needs money, obviously, while he's here. And his way of making money, and an awful lot of other Deliveroo drivers, is to become a Deliveroo driver to earn money. And, you know, fair play to them doing it. But it's dreadful to think that while they're doing that job, that we all avail of, well, most of us avail of at some stage or another, he should be attacked like that. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can I just say, Jess never ceases to amaze us. What do you think of this, Lisa? Jess just messaged and she said, this is an appalling opinion to have. If you choose to work in a shit job like that, that's on you. You signed up for the gig. My God.
No, that's not on. Not on.
So literally, what she's saying is they're sitting ducks and it doesn't matter. No, Jess, no matter what job you do. And by the way, any job that's not an illegal job is an honourable job. Mm-hmm. And those delivery drivers, and I'm sure you've gotten a few takeaways in your time, Jess, those delivery drivers, that is an honourable job. They're doing a job that we all use. They don't deserve. And in fairness, he's working on a student visa, so he's only allowed work. He's not allowed to take a job in a multinational company. Most of those delivery drivers are here on student visas. And what you're basically saying is, because it's a ship job they're doing, scumbags should be able to beat them up and they should have no comeback. Honestly.
No.
Our number, again, 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Emma with her opinion on this.
100%, they should be able to carry like pepper spray, not like knives and stuff that could kill someone, but pepper spray definitely. I was actually out in Shankill the other night and I got followed for about 5-7 minutes by a man, and really sort of shook me. And I was telling someone about it, and they told me where to get pepper spray. So I went online and I ordered it the other night, and I will most definitely carry them with me now for walks and runs, etc.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, Adrian.
Well, Darren, what did you want to say on this? What's your reaction to the story that we have heard about that Deliveroo driver having his bike robbed and having to go and chase after the scumbags who did it?
Well, first of all, I wanted to address something that Keith's been shite on about there in the comments. He's saying that he's illegal. Keith, this man is working. Are you working? No. So shut the fuck up.
Did he actually say that he's an illegal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well then, Keith, you clearly once again haven't been listening to what was said. This guy is in Ireland on a student visa. He has renewed his visa for another year. He's going to do another year in college.
In fact, here's Keith. You may as well, because he's going off on a rant. Wait till you hear this, Darren. Here's a Keith rant.
Okay, hang on. Let's listen to Keith ranting.
Once again, surprised that used to be heading's going on in the country. They're going on about a delivery. Who driver getting a battery robbed? They have a fucking bike. Are you too fucking serious? Like, come on. There's rapes and fucking attacks happening up and down the country. We have enough of that going on here with fucking Irish scumbags in the country as it fucking is. We don't need to be adding to the fucking problem. But you know what? Every time something does happen to an Irish person, you just keep doing this. You just keep bringing in these migrants and talking about, oh, they're doing this and doing that. What was it? A news article I read yesterday stated that they're better earners than the Irish. Go fuck yourselves, the fucking idiots.
There's so much false in that. So much false
Keith,
in that.
Seriously,
message.
Man.
Are you
take your head out of that rabbit hole.
Okay, first of all, Keith, you're suggesting. That, I mean, I'll let you back in now in a second, Darren. You're suggesting that delivery drivers are earning more than Irish people. That's just...
I don't know where this...
So you think that a delivery driver is earning more...
Anyway, I have to address the point that Darren
he's
said.
He's on a fucking
student visa. He's legally entitled to be here. He is studying here. And obviously you have to fend for yourself when you're a student living here.
No. Sorry. Keith thinks he came over on a boat.
No.
A push boat. No, he does. No, he would think that he came over all the way, that he sailed from Brazil... to Ireland. He is a student in the same way, Keith, you tick, in the same way that Irish students go and study. I have a cousin who's studying in America at the moment. She got a scholarship in an American college, Keith. She is on a student visa in America. She didn't go over to America on a boat.
And
okay?
Just to make it clear for you, Keith,
my God.
Somebody who is on a student visa is entitled to work, I think it's 20 hours a week, and that's how they pay for their... pay their way, basically. So, Darren, that was the first thing that annoyed you. Was
I don't blame you, Darren.
Was Keith saying that?
Jesus Christ!
Anyway,
Keith needs to get a hobby.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I say fair fucks to that Brazilian man for fighting off them scumbags. I work with a Brazilian. He only started here about 4 months ago, and he's in the country about 3 years. And he delivers delivery work. He delivers food on the weekend for extra money.
Fair play to him.
Because he has a child now. I say fair fucks to him. And he said to me, if someone tried to attack him, he knows jiu-jitsu. And he said he'd absolutely land them on their ear. But I can guarantee you, what do you think the guards would do if a delivery driver ended up beating the shit out of one of these scrolls? Do you think he'd get done?
I would say he would, yes.
Surely the guards would see that what's happening and turn a blind eye to it.
I wouldn't think so, no. The fact of the matter is, assault is assault, whether you're defending yourself or not.
If Alan Carr had beaten up those two scuzz buckets, yeah? If he had beaten them up...
He did reef one of them to the ground.
Yeah, good enough, but didn't reef them hard enough. The thing is, they wouldn't have gone to a Garda station to report it. They wouldn't have walked into a Garda station and said, hey, guard, we were robbing a boy.
Yeah, but Jeremy,
yeah.
The fact that it was a Brazilian man that bet the fuck out of him, people will go mad because there was a foreigner. But if an Irish person bet the shit out of them two scrolls, they'd be nothing said. Everyone would be saying fair fucks to them.
But sure, that's how fucked up Keith got the whole point. He says, we have enough troubles here. Why are we importing more trouble? Alan Carr didn't cause the trouble, Keith. He's the victim here. How does he not see that? It's actually baffling how he can listen to that interview and think that the two scumbags are the victims here.
God knows. Darren, obviously it's dreadful to hear a young fella studying here, making ends meet by doing deliveries, gets a $2,500 electric bike robbed like that.
Yeah, them bikes are worth a fortune. That's what they're after, is them scrolls.
And he said in that interview that he had previously had the battery off his bike robbed. He never got that back. I don't know how much the batteries are, but I'd imagine they're expensive enough.
And again, Keith was making light of that, saying there's beheadings going on in the country. Why are we talking about a battery? Now, this is the issue here, Keith. The issue is that there's a person going out, earning an honest wage, delivering deliveroos to your house, Keith, to my house, to Adrian's house, to Darren's house, and he shouldn't be hopped on by two little jobless scroats who think that they can just take his bike away. It was one of the best videos of karma that I've seen in a long time. where the two little scumbags were dragged to the ground.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It just shows it when people fight back to these scrolls that they just go off the tail between their legs. Cowards.
And that's exactly what they did. They hopped on their scrambler and they legged it, and good enough for them. I hope the guards actually get the scrambler off them eventually, because they're not meant to be on one of them as well. Thanks very much, Darren. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this. Nicole, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicole?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nicole. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I don't agree with anybody carrying a weapon, to be honest with you. And considering that pepper spray isn't even legal for a woman to carry down the street, like, as that other lady said, like, we're having to find places to get out or find alternatives. So I don't see why anyone should be carrying a weapon on the street.
Well, I think, sorry if you go across here. I think women should. I think women out walking and jogging or walking home alone at night, I think women should, I don't mean a knife or anything like that, but I mean certainly a can of pepper spray or something like that. Do you feel safe when you're walking alone at night?
Well, now, to be fair, I'm coming at this from a very weird point of view because I've done martial arts all my life. So I've taken on lads and women. Do you know what I mean? So
fair
I don't mind walking down the street at the end of the day.
Oh, sorry.
But I do think pepper spray should be allowed for us to carry.
Yeah, no,
but
before
if we're not allowed to carry pepper spray, then why are Deliveroo drivers being allowed to carry weapons? That doesn't make
sense. Nobody said they were being allowed. They're not being allowed.
I mean, like, for it to be a question of them being allowed, I don't see why anyone should need to carry a weapon.
Now, first of all, before you get into the story, because I know you have a... you have a story to tell us because you're quite close to this this issue. When were you attacked by a man that you had to take him on and use your martial arts? How did that happen?
Oh, well, that was what happened in the tram line. Do you remember the tram line years ago, the nightclub in town?
Yes, yeah.
I had to take on a fella and his girlfriend because his girlfriend decided to throw a glass bottle at my head. So
Jesus.
me and a few friends had to take them on. But yeah, I ended up being thrown out, but now the club is closed down, so that says enough.
So, tell us about your thoughts on this the other story, and this of course is the story of the fatal stabbing of Dublin teenager Josh Dunn, which people will remember, that it led to a court case. It led to a man called George Bento being acquitted of murder. What did you want to say about that?
Well, that's it. When I saw your post today, it just brought that to mind.
Because, absolutely.
Like, I know the family. I know Josh's family. And I know the pain that they went through and go through daily because of what happened. And I remember the court case and I remember it being said that he only had the knife because he was cutting fruit, which I really don't buy. Because, like, if you want to cut your fruit at home. I just don't support anybody carrying a weapon in their bag because I don't see the need to. And in the video as well that you guys posted, and it's just to prove that we don't really need weapons, that we need people power. There's four or five people standing at the bus stop, and it takes a good solid 15 seconds for anyone to even walk over and help that poor lad that was trying to get his bike back. If we as the people actually came together and stood up against these little scumbags, something would change. But it's not going to change by giving them a weapon and fighting fire with fire. Or point the finger back to where it should belong at the government, who aren't funding the Garda, who aren't allowed to chase these little rats that are on the bikes. So nothing's going to change by giving people weapons. It's just fighting fire with fire.
Okay, so, and in fact, the case, the Josh Dunn case, kind of proves how dangerous it can be to have a weapon on your person, because Bento, in his trial, says he took out a knife, which he kept on his person for cutting fruit, and stabbed three people, including Josh. He believes, this is what Bento said in his defence, he believed he had saved the lives of two people by his actions, his own and that of a man. So this is a story of a Deliveroo driver being attacked, and the end result was young Josh Dunn ended up being fatally stabbed.
No, I think nobody should have a blade on them. A blade is the most lethal thing that you can actually carry on you. Like, in fairness, mace or pepper spray is not going to kill anybody, you would think. In the situation, going back to what happened on the Malahide Road, had you been standing at that bus stop, would you have intervened?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Really?
You absolutely. I've intervened multiple times and things like that happening.
But those...
Chasing lads away from bikes with those angle grinders. But because it only takes one person to open their mouth to get a crowd to.
But one of them was swinging
an angle grinder.
And you know as well as we do, that is a dangerous weapon. He was swinging that around. It was like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You would have gone in and helped that delivery driver.
Absolutely, yeah. Because as I carry a backpack on my back most of the time, there's usually a laptop in it. I'd swing it and it'd knock somebody out. But at least it's a distraction. At least it's then more people. It's not just two lads on top of one bloke. There's more people there on the bloke side that's being attacked.
So as regards delivery drivers being a blind eye being turned to them carrying weapons, you're saying absolutely no. And the Josh Dunn case to you highlights why that should not happen.
Absolutely, yeah. And it highlights as well that the government really do need to take their finger out and start protecting the streets of Dublin and stop with this rhetoric of the streets are safe, because they're not safe. And the reason they're not safe is because the Garda are not funded enough by the government and they're not given the permission that they need to actually do something about these.
But had the Garda saying this, and by the way, someone just said that incident on Malahide Road is a stone's throw from a Garda station. What Garda station would it be? Coolock Garda station, maybe?
Yeah, it'd be Coolock, yeah.
Had the guards to come along and reefed those two lads into the back of the car or pulled them down to the ground, there would be a video online now and people will be saying, Garda brutality, Garda brutality. So the Gardaí can't even put their hands on young fellas like this. Now, I don't know what age those young fellas are in the video. They could be teenagers. They could be under 18. So what can the Gardaí do? If the Gardaí even lay a hand on young fellas like this now, a video goes up online and it's Garda brutality. That's what it is.
But sure, it's only going to be people like Keith that will say that. Do you know what I mean? Like, realistically, like, those of us that have our head out of the sand will see it for what it is. Two little rats that are only going to be dole merchants in the future being brought to the law. Literally what needs to be done. Going around with their balaclavas on and scramblers. Like, it's just our hand. Like, it's either going to be down to the public to come together, as I said, or for the Garda to do something. But it's not the answer to give somebody a weapon. I really just don't think that.
And can you believe that they're going around on a scrambler after Grace's Law was...
I saw three of them only yesterday.
It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. Like, that poor family and that poor child. Like, I can't even imagine what they've gone through, and I don't even want to imagine what they've gone through.
And still gone through.
Parents then, but then you think about it, lads, right? You have these lads that are on these scramblers. Who's buying them for them?
Well, in fairness,
the parents who sees all these things. Yeah. So what? Like that's it. There's the root of the issue again. Why are we not going to the parents and saying, why did you buy him a scrambler when he's literally 15?
And what was happening was they were getting confiscated by the guards, and sure, mammy and daddy are going out and buying another one for them.
Or they're being robbed.
Exactly.
Or they're being robbed.
All right, yeah, Nicole, thanks very much indeed for your call.
Thanks for speaking. And by the way, thanks for being a hero, because that's genuinely what you are. You're someone who will help out other people. There's very few people like you nowadays.
We need the community back in Dublin. We need to start looking after each other again like we did years ago.
But the sad thing is, Nicole, and this is a fact. If you were walking now, not you, you're a bad example because you'd beat the shit out of them. But if my mother, if she was in town tomorrow shopping in Cleary's, or well, Cleary's is gone or whatever, shopping in the city centre, yeah, and she had her handbag stolen, she was thrown to the ground by those two scumbags, people would be quicker to video it than to help her.
No, and that's the truth of it.
That is the truth.
Oh, I'd climb them like a tree.
I know you would.
Fair play to you, Nicole. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626.
We need to hire her, by the way, to get rid of all our haters.
Bren is angry.
Poor lad only doing his job. He gets hassled by two fucking scumbags. That's all there is. Fucking scumbags. Who wouldn't know what a job was slapped him in the face. Fucking losers.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Quiva.
Lads, I've ordered from Deliveroo many times. And I live in Dublin 15. And I don't ever recall people being there like a delivery driver being attacked. Or any delivery driver for that matter. If it's Just Eat or Uber Eats. Like, I was talking to my fiancé yesterday about the Belfast riots, and we're going up there in September, and he says to me, do you want to bring mace or something? And I laughed at that. But seriously, though, I think the delivery driver should be armed. Not like with firearms or anything like that. Like, just some device like mace or a whistle. Yeah, I think a whistle's better.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Now, Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Sorry, what were you going to say there?
A whistle isn't good. If your man, delivery driver, Malahide Road, had a whistle, that's not going to scare those two off.
No, it wasn't. No,
now, sorry. Before we go, Jess, you can get what's called a rape alarm. Have you seen these before?
I have.
And you pull the pin out of them. You can buy these, and everybody should have one of these, man or woman. And we had one, but I don't know where it is in the house. I gave one to my wife when she was working nights. And literally, it goes on your belt, and when you pull the pin out, it's like an explosion. And people will hear it from. Now, I don't know if people heard that going off, would they come running to your help?
No, probably not.
That's the problem.
Sorry, Jess, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
Oh, well, I loved the little fat job you gave me there, Jeremy.
Sorry?
Love the fat job you gave me there. Oh, Jess, you definitely availed of the services.
Oh, for God's sake.
I heard it.
That's, and you're taking that as a fat job?
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to stir the pot with me.
He actually wasn't. I'm actually going to stand up for him for a change. All he was saying was, Jess, you...
I heard him, Adrian.
You, like most people, have probably used Deliveroo. That's all he said.
Have you not?
That's literally all he said.
No, I know what he's like. I know what Jeremy's like. He likes to get personal.
Always the victim. You must have a wallet full of victim cards that you just pull out every day. Nobody suggested... By the way, Deliveroo does healthy food as well, so I don't connect Deliveroo with fat. So don't always think that everything...
I know what you're like. You like to get personal.
Jess, here's the thing, a bit of news for you. The whole world does not revolve around you. The sooner the better you realize.
Oh, I know, but I've been talking to you for 5 years now, and I know what you're like. You like to get personal, and you like to throw little digs, and you think you're this smart prick.
So because I said... Hang on, I need to get this off my chest before we go on. Because I said, I'm sure you've availed a Deliveroo, that was me saying that you're fat. Oh, my God. That is the biggest stretch.
Jess, I have to say, I agree with him. You're barking up the wrong tree.
All right. You pull whatever defense you want for that.
I'm actually upset that you think that I would.
You're upset now. Oh, have I struck a nerve?
No, I'm just upset that you think that I was slagging you off for being fast because I said you use Deliveroo.
You slag me off all the time.
Not for that.
Anyway, Jess, what?
Yeah, but you take any job you can get at me. Now, back to the topic at hand. Delivery driver. Now you have me losing my words. Delivery drivers should not be armed. Is that sad? What happened? Yeah. Is it also what happened? Yeah. It's not justification for them to be armed. But by that logic, we should all be armed for our jobs.
Okay, so what should be done then to protect them a bit better?
Well, for first, maybe give them a bit more rights. From what you've read there, they have none. And the fact that people still sign up for that job. You know what you're signing up for in that case. I'm sorry.
So your point
is... If you know there's no rights in that job and you still sign up for it.
People need money.
You've
heard that guy. He is a student here.
I didn't hear him.
He needs the money. But he needs the money.
Right, well, I didn't hear his interview, so I didn't hear him.
Well, he's a student. He's working here as a Deliveroo driver.
And he can't work 20 hours part-time in a Penny's and at McDonald's or something.
Because his English isn't brilliant. If you have a listen back to the podcast, and you'll hear him. Yes. And his English isn't brilliant.
I've worked in different shops where lads and ladies' English hasn't been great. And you know what? They still get the job done. They come in, they clock out, they do the job, they go home.
So you're victim blaming then? You're saying it's your own fault if you're doing a job like that?
If you sign up for a job like that, knowing that you basically have no rights, yeah, sorry. What do you want me to say? Like I said, it's awful what happens, but there's no justification to why they should be armed. By that case, I should be armed because I work with high value goods.
So does a nurse working in a emergency department unit in James's on a Saturday night, does she deserve to be hit by a junkie across the face or a drunken louse? Does she deserve a punch from a drunken louse?
Because she knows what the job is
about?
Absolutely
not, but she'd have more rights than a Deliveroo driver.
Yeah, but it's not the drivers you should be angry with Deliveroo that they haven't given proper rights to the...
I'm not angry at the driver.
He's the victim here.
I know, and I'm not angry at him, but I still think if you sign up for that job knowing that you basically have zero rights, what do you want us to do about it?
Oh my God.
The reality of it is...
You know what you're getting into.
Okay, the reality of it is, Jess, that when you arrive into this country to be a student for a year or two or whatever, and this guy's just renewed his visa, so he's staying for another year to continue his studies, you need whatever job you can get. And in a lot of and you know, because you can see it yourself, the majority of Deliveroo drivers or Just Eat drivers or Uber Eats drivers, they're all foreigners. They're all mostly students. A lot of them...
I've never met an Irish Deliveroo driver.
No, neither have I. A lot of them from countries like Brazil. Because it's an easy job to get. It's you don't need qualifications.
It's clearly not easy if you're getting robbed by tow rags.
No, that's a downside to the job, all right. So you're basically saying, get a better job and you won't get attacked. Is that really the point you're making?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you know that this job basically gives you no rights, no protection, why the hell would you sign up for it? And secondly, just because, you know, like I said, what happened to him was awful. Kill all guard station was only a stone throw away. So I don't know why everyone's saying like all the guards couldn't get down. They're a stone throw. They could easily get down there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but sure. The whole thing from start to finish, took 2 minutes.
But then let me ask you: Do you think I should be armed because I work with high value goods?
Some people would say, yeah, why not?
But no, I shouldn't. I can't carry a weapon. It's illegal. For fuck's sake, our guards are indeed, our police force isn't even armed. Not all of them, anyway. So why the hell should a delivery driver have more protection than our police force?
Okay, so you have you don't have an awful lot of sympathy. You're saying what happened was awful, but you don't really have an awful lot of sympathy.
If that's what you want to take from it, Adrian, sure. If that's what you want to take from it.
But that is what you're saying.
I'm sorry, but he knew what he was signing up for. He knew this job wasn't going to give him any rights or perks.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
sorry for the job. The jab as well.
Let me squeeze in one final message from.
Hang on. Okay, so you've two here. So you've played the one from Jay, and then there's another one which I don't know you'll want to play because it literally. How's your blood at the moment?
My blood pressure.
Is it boiling?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it'll be even more boiling.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Jay.
Jeremy, them rape alarms are turned out to be like house alarms. How many house alarms do you hear going off and nobody goes over to check? They just become an annoying sound. It's unfortunate, but I mean, they've been beating up delivery drivers for how long now? How many times have you done programmes on it? As I said, they know now they can't be touched. Guards can't touch them. Nobody can touch them.
And then finally, you're asking me to play a message again from Keith. Keith is back.
Keith sent it to Amanda and says, I bet you won't play this. Now, when people say that, we will definitely play it.
Yep.
So, okay, I want everybody to sit down.
Okay, here we go.
To open your ears and take in. By the way, I like Keith.
Yeah, so do I.
Keith's the type of person I would go for a drink once he didn't start bringing up Muslims are trying to kill us all.
Here's Keith.
I like Keith, but
here's
Keith. Hear this.
Look, lads, you probably won't play this one because you won't want this getting out.
We're playing it, Keith.
When them migrants get to Ireland, they're given a bike, right? Okay. And they're given the delivery job or just eat job. And then the money is taken from them to pay for the bike or pay for whatever materials or uniform, whatever they fucking have. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Now ask any of the brown nose in there that's all stuck up his fucking hole in the comments. Ask them to go fact check it and come back and let you fucking know. Okay. Because that's exactly what's happening.
Okay, so we did
fact check it, Keith.
So let me bring you the
go
facts.
Quickly, go on.
Well, no, I have to read out the facts.
Time's running away.
So there's a different key between opinion and fact. So that's your opinion that they get everything free. Okay. This is the facts, by the way. Deliveroo does not provide free bikes to drivers because drivers are independent contractors rather than employees. We already stated that earlier on. Deliveroo drivers, when they get the job with Deliveroo, when you join Deliveroo, you're given a starter kit. Do you want to hear what the starter kit is?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, it includes a thermal delivery bag.
Good man, yeah, you need one of them.
With high visibility gear, yeah?
Yep, you definitely need that.
Well, you hear this. The delivery driver has to pay the postage themselves to get a chip to them.
So the Deliveroo do provide the
big bag, the big bag,
the box,
the back,
which you have to have, like,
yeah,
to keep the stuff warm.
Well, I don't want cold pizza from Deliveroo. Yeah.
So Deliveroo actually gives them that bag. Woohoo!
Yeah, but you usually have to pay for the postage yourself.
Right.
Any replacement bags or additional clothing you may need to buy can be purchased yourself from the Deliveroo Rider Kit store. Now, maybe, Keith, you're suggesting that they get bikes from the free Cycle to Work scheme. You know the Cycle to Work scheme, which I forgot about. I'm going to avail
it.
Yeah,
it is great, yeah.
If you are working for Deliveroo,
mm-hmm,
alongside another PAYE job in Ireland, so say if I was doing Deliveroo at the weekend, so I'm a PAYE worker at the moment, and if I was doing Deliveroo, then you can take advantage of the National Cycle to Work scheme where you can get, you know, a grant of up to 52% on the...
But you have to have another job.
You have to have another job. So
you can't get the Cycle to Work scheme if you just work for Deliveroo. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so no free bike.
No free bike.
No free anything,
Jesus,
actually.
I join Deliveroo tomorrow. Get the free bike, then leave them on Monday and say it's a shite job and have a free bike. Thank you. So, Keith, I really, and as I said, I like you. I really do, but I just don't know where your head is be at sometimes, where you get this information from, that you think, you literally have it embedded in your brain that it's a fact that migrants, as you call them, and this fellow's a migrant, he's a student. Well, he's a student migrant.
Mm.
That he literally came...
He's here on a temporary student visa.
That first of all, he came over on a boat. That he paddled across the Atlantic Ocean on a boat.
There's some paddle.
It's a huge paddle. And that he arrived in Ireland and said, I want to work as delivery driver.
Here's your bike.
Here's your free 2.5 grand bike. It just doesn't happen.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast Adrian and Jeremy.
Sorry, Dave said it's not delivery that gives you the free bikes. The NGOs give you the free bikes. It's always the NGOs. Always.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media platforms. Hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next one.